Hello, Mr. President.
Well, you're not playing golf today, are you?
No, sir. No, I just spent the whole line, 2 or 3 hours with the Foreign Minister of Mexico, who's a terrible bore.
Yeah.
I can't tell. You know what's happened, Mr. President, on these things is that the communists have been pretty clever. They have worked it out with Belgium and Peru to establish diplomatic relations, and I have it announced tomorrow, just before the vote.
Mm-hmm.
They're damn clever people.
Mm-hmm.
We had Peru on our side.
Really?
Well, we changed their mind. Velasco said he'd agree with us, and then after the foreign minister talked to him later on, and he reversed his position again and said they were going to announce the diplomatic relations. They were afraid that it would upset their plans if they voted with us.
Well, you can tell them it doesn't upset our plans.
We told them everything we can tell them.
I know you haven't, sure. Well, God, why don't you get an A for effort, and that's important.
Well, I tell you, I don't suppose in the history of the country they've ever made a more vigorous effort.
Well, you know, really, when you come down to it, you've been up there seeing 95 ministers and then talking to them, and my God, I don't think in the history of the country the president's ever made longinus call before.
I know it.
A king, a prime minister, a president, and...
That's right.
And, you know, we really put the heat on them.
But I think it does show that we've got to start looking to see who our friends are, and we've got to play it real hard. Because taking this case on Mexico, I told him, I said, look, your president has established a very good rapport with President Nixon. He's just going to lose it. I mean,
you put it that way,
that's right.
Good.
I said, we're going to have good relations with you and so forth.